By the time of Yalta, the Red Army already occupied Poland, Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, parts of Czechoslovakia, and parts of Czechoslovakia. As a result, and recognizing the powerful position of the Red Army, Franklin Roosevelt agreed tacitly to the predominance of Russian power in the East, the dominance of Russia in the East. Franklin Roosevelt went to the conference at Yalta determined to get Russian agreement to two major issues close to his heart. First, Roosevelt, while certainly following the realpolitik, the raison d'etat of European politics during the course of the war, Roosevelt, in some ways like Woodrow Wilson before him, who had gone, as you'll recall, to the Paris Peace Conference determined to establish a League of Nations, Roosevelt wanted to see this war end with some sort of international organization that would prevent the outbreak of conflict again in the future, a United Nations. And he wanted Soviet agreement to active participation in such an organization. Some sort of inner group, a security council of the Soviet Union, the United States, Great Britain, should be formed. China also, Roosevelt wanted to include, would be able to avoid the pitfalls that had led, the diplomatic pitfalls, the confrontations that had led to this second great tragedy in Europe in the first half of the 20th century. He wanted Stalin's agreement on the United Nations. He also wanted a pledge of Soviet participation in the war against Japan. In January of 1945, it was very clear that the United States, its Marines, its Navy, its Army was pushing relentlessly across the Pacific, across the Central Pacific, and out from the Philippines, out toward the home islands of Japan. But it was anticipated that an invasion of the Japanese home islands would result in massive casualties. Roosevelt, at this point, was determined to get a pledge of Soviet support for this war against Japan, which Stalin was able to give him. Stalin also agreed at Yalta to Soviet participation in an endorsement of the United Nations. Churchill, at that point, suggested that France also be included in some sort of security council, this inner circle, in part over Roosevelt's, not objections. Roosevelt was very dubious about a role that France should play. Stalin was virtually contemptuous of the idea, but said fine, in the end, he would acquiesce in this as well. Stalin, on the other hand, at Yalta, wanted to be clear and about one thing. The Soviet Union, Russia, had been invaded by Germany twice within a generation and a half. Coming out of this war, the Soviet Union wanted to have security arrangements to protect itself from future German aggression. It wanted, in particular, states, buffer states, on its western frontier. It wanted states friendly to the Soviet Union. Churchill, looking at this, was afraid that this meant satellite states, puppet states. Churchill and Roosevelt, at the same time, while understanding the need for Soviet security, emphasized that they wanted to see in Eastern Europe freely elected governments. An interesting and clumsy compromise was worked out, a statement worked out, in which the Allies agreed that the Eastern European regimes of a post-war era were to be freely elected, but friendly to the Soviet Union. Just exactly how this was supposed to work in reality, they didn't go into at this point. Churchill was concerned about a remark that Roosevelt made at Yalta. Actually, Churchill was concerned about a number of things that occurred at Yalta. One was shocked at the physical appearance of his old friend Franklin Roosevelt. These two men had built a very close bond during the course of the war, had met with one another. Churchill was indefatigable, couldn't seem to do enough. Roosevelt, a victim of polio, was less mobile, but the two men had such enormous intellectual energy, such force of personality. They had formed a very close bond. When Churchill saw Roosevelt,